For those interested, yes, all seven of you, you might just be the real Magnificent Seven. In the distant past, a billionaire caught my attention. He promised positive change, and I voted for him. Then I had 4 years to watch and learn. I realized I'd made a mistake, but at the time, I still thought he was the best we had to offer. Then came the day of reckoning, January 6th. Oh boy, did he convince me of the error of my ways. I have to admit, his performance had been so bad that I voted for the opposition, if only because the Republican Party had started embracing MAGA. Make Americans gullible again. The next 4 years? Honestly, not so bad. I'm a moderate. And the Democrats' woke movement was too far left for my taste. But life went on. Meanwhile, number 45 kept stumping, kept selling cheap Chinese junk like it was treasure. The only thing of value? The money MAGA supporters kept pouring into it. And don't get me started on the endless Contribute Now emails. Then came another election. I couldn't stand the putts, and I wasn't thrilled with the alternative either. So I wrote in someone I believed in, Nikki Haley. I knew she didn't have a chance, but I hoped someone might notice the message behind the vote. Fast forward a few months, and my suspicions were confirmed. I'm not willing to live through another Nazi Germany, not if I can help it. So I started speaking up, using satire and cartoons to say what I wanted to say. You know what they say, one picture is worth a thousand words. Then I really got into it. It was fun. It felt rewarding, but it needed more. So I built a website. I began creating commentaries, messages based on what I believe to be true. Not hate-based, just good common sense and fact-checked. As time passed, I kept wondering, what happens if we impeach the putts? And I'll admit, I was hesitant to see the vice president take over. Why? Because he doesn't stand for America. He sold his soul to the devil to get his foot in the door. I still didn't see real leadership rising on the left either. I like Jasmine for her outspoken attacks. I like AOC. I think she's honest. But at this point, I don't see either as the leader we need. So, what if? What if we could bypass both the MAGAs and the wokes? What if we had a no-party movement? What if we could form teams, not politicians, but just good Americans? A president and vice president who believe in balance. Who could work together for a better America? An America I could be proud of. An America the world respected again. One they stopped laughing at. That's why I started assembling dream teams. These are pairings of people I think would give it their all. Keep America strong. Support the military, secure the borders, stand up for the poor, and live by one guiding motto. No child dies of starvation or lack of medicine on our watch. Sounds good to me. How about you?